there is no gray.
We gotta go and we gotta knock the shit out of these people.
You know? Lady, your life is in danger!
Just black and white.
And then we're going to Washington, D.C. to take back the White House! Yeah!
This is Danny Land.
He's a pussy. That's terrible.
All right. Well, how are you?
I'm feeling very great, excited.
That's good to hear. That's very good. That's very good to hear. My name is Danny Chekolinski. I'm your host. This is Danny Land, and we come to you from an undisclosed location here in West Palm Beach, Florida. I actually can't get that voice out of my head that we heard at the open there.
I'm feeling very great, excited.
Here's the thing, okay? I've got an Indian friend talking about dots, not feathers, and he owns a... All right, here we go. He owns a gas station / convenience store. I know, shocker. And his name is something like, I don't know, it's like Madrid. Or he'd say, I think that's his name. But I said, thank you, you know, just being nice, because I'm a nice guy. I say, please, thank you, and you're welcome. Absolutely, I hold up at the door for the females. Same thing on the elevator. The door opens, ladies, you go first. So I'm a nice guy. And I said goodbye, Madrid. And then I think he told me, it's Madrid. Madrid. Anyhow. Oh, here's the thing. Here's my point. His place, his little convenience store, it's not called Madrid's. It's called Barney's. Barney's.
I'm feeling very great, excited.
You know, I'm thinking here. There's Barney Fife. There's Barney Miller. There's, I don't know. I'm drawing a blank here. I guess he could have named his store Muhammad's, huh? You're selling RPG turbines, robes that hold grenades inside. Grab a little C4 out the door. Oh, okay. Let's get right into the debate last night. What is this? Are we in high school? And this is maybe the reason why I enjoyed the debate so much and the name calling. It's because I'm still in high school. Okay, I'm sorry. I still find farts funny. Whoopee cushions are very funny. Sneezing powder? Fly in the ice cube? Anything else? A Texas fly swatter, anything you can buy in the back, anything you can buy in Spencer's, in the middle row of Spencer's, because you would have to go in the back of Spencer Gifts to see the nipple of Farrah Fawcett. Anything in the middle there. Yeah, fart spray. Love that stuff, yeah. So last night we were talking about, not we, but Marco, this all goes back to Marco Rubio's comment earlier in the week about the size of Donald Trump's talking about his wang, for lack of about his wang.
How can a person with the worst spray tan in America, his hands are the size of someone who's 5'2"? And you know what they say about men with small hands? You can't trust them.
For crying out loud, are you kidding me? Hey, Marco Rubio. What was your first impression when you saw Donald Trump's custard launcher?
I couldn't stop looking at it. It was just so big.
All right. Now on to business at hand. Things on the to-do list. All right? 13th Republican debate went down last night on Fox News. Donald Trump, Ted Cruz, Marco Rubio, and John Kasich took part because they're the only ones left. Ben Carson is gone. However, coming up here in just a bit, you won't want to miss Bong Smoking with Ben Carson. He's going to drop by and we're going to fire one up. Anyhow, back to the debate. At the beginning, as you can imagine, Donald Trump responding to Marco Rubio's talk about, I guess, hand size and, you know, by pretty much letting everybody know that he's fine, mid-torso. We'll say mid-torso.
He hit my hands. Nobody has ever hit my hands. I've never heard of this one. Look at those hands. Are they small hands? And he referred to my hands. If they're small, something else must be small. I guarantee you there's no problem. I guarantee it.
Okay. Moving on.
All right, Marco Rubio, what are your thoughts on that, huh?
I don't want like a little tiny hot dog. When I have a hot dog, I want to look at it and be like, damn, now that is a big hot dog.
All right, you think it's over? You think it's done? You think it's put to bed? You think it's put to rest? The answer, hello, knock, knock, who's there? Go get the door. Oh, that's for you. No. No is there. After the debate ended, Donald Trump defended the comment that he made about his hands and the size of his junk to CNN. Here we go.
You're probably the first person in American history, maybe even world history, to make a joke about your, you know what, on a debate stage.
No, I only made a joke about my hands. I have very powerful hands.
Yeah, you went a little further than that.
Look at these hands. Aren't they beautiful? I have very powerful hands and large hands, relatively large hands. And a politician said I didn't have large hands. It's the first time anyone's ever said that one. I think it was a good moment.
All right, there you go. That's Trump. And here's the thing. I think he had to talk about it. It was brought up by Rubio, and they're talking about the penis size, and then yeah, Rubio started it. No, look, okay. I know I'm a Trump fan, and I hope that doesn't anger you. Okay. Everybody has a choice, and right now that's my choice. Not to say that I won't change my choice. I doubt it, though, because I bought the hat. All right? But please don't hate me because I like him. He's my choice right now. You choose anybody you want. Anybody you want. Except Marco Rubio. And I will, that's fine. Speaking of Marco Rubio, you want to pop in here? Anything more you want to say about Donald Trump's wind-dang-doodle?
I couldn't stop looking at it. It was just so big.
Oh, it was ridiculous. These two would not stop, this Rubio and Trump. Rubio and Trump routine. That's right, exactly. Appearing this weekend at the Chuckle Hut, it's 1 week only, opening up for Dom Herrera. Rubio and Trump. God. Well, the whole thing is, okay, Rubio, here's what started this altercation, if you will. Rubio came after Donald Trump pretty hard over job creation, so Trump kept on calling him a little guy and little Marco. So stupid.
This little guy has lied so much about my record.
Here we go, the person.
He has lied.
I have a policy question for you,
yes.
Sir.
Let's see if he answers it.
I will. Don't worry about it, Marco. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it, little Marco. I will.
All right, well, let's hear big Dot.
Well, one thing I know that Donald Trump can agree on is that I have an absolutely huge mayo-shooting hot dog gun.
True. It's true.
I'm very excited right now. We did this briefly last week. And it was such a hit. Based on your feedback, we'll do this, to beat it in the ground like a dead horse. Ben Carson is here. The bong is here. Let's smoke pot with Ben Carson.
Close your eyes, girl. Look inside, girl. Let the sound take you away.
All right, go ahead and pick up the bong and just feel free to... Yeah, okay. Hit it pretty strong there. Go ahead. While you're draining that, first of all, do you like the psychedelic bong that I picked out to smoke some of that ganja with you, Dr. Carson?
It's pretty colorful.
Do me a favor. Clear out that bowl. Go ahead. Hit that thing again, all right? Don't be leaving anything as they say in the can. Yo, a little sidebar. But we're smoking pot with Ben Carson, by the way. Dr. Carson, I ran into this girl last night that works in a sub shop. Turkey, BLT, salami, you name it. You got to have the munchies here. I'll call her. And so what do you want?
My response would be that all of the services that she mentioned are available through multiple other sources.
Good God, I am absolutely baked. I have to tell you one more thing before we leave, Dr. Ben Carson. You can handle your weed, all right? And the last time you were on, you said you believed that chicken soft tacos at Taco Bell with a bunch of hot sauce was your favorite stoner snack.
I still believe what I believe, but I've learned how to say it in a way that you can actually get it across to people without them stopping and saying, oh, and not able to hear anything else you can.
Oh, my goodness. Good point. Good weed. And, of course, Dr. Ben Carson is smoking weed with Dr. Ben Carson. Take us out on that bong.
Close your eyes, girl. Look inside, girl. Let the sound take you away.
Yes. Yes, there you go. Dr. Ben Carson dropping by, bringing his bong. You stupid. That's stupid. All right, let us move on. Hi, it's Danny Chekalinsk, by the way. This is Danny Land. We come to you a couple of times every single week. It's three times this week. 60%. That's not bad. They get you in the Hall of Fame if you're playing baseball. High school teacher. Follow me. We're moving quick now. High school teacher in North Carolina had to resign. That's the key here. Resign. A couple of weeks ago, because she left her phone unattended, her personal phone, and a student stole some nude photos that she had on it. Here's the teacher.
He opened up my gallery, for my pictures, and he found the inappropriate pictures of myself, and he took pictures from his cell phone of that, and then he told the whole class that he would send them to whoever who wanted them. The student who actually took my phone and took pictures turned around and told me, your day of reckoning is coming.
All right, first of all, you screwed up. You said that they were inappropriate pictures. They weren't. They were personal. Got it? And what about at the end over there, too? Allegedly, this kid turns around and says, lady, your day of reckoning is coming. How bad are those pictures? I'm picturing it right now in my head. I'm picturing, okay, I'm in Walmart, I'm in line, and I'm standing behind a lady that's wearing black leggings and a 4XL t-shirt. All right, you just turn around right now to take something out of her cart, some Little Debbies. She bought a case of them. And what am I saying? Oh, yeah, I'm seeing a navel ring, a pierced belly button ring that looks like a manhole cover. Wow. All right, we got a five-year-old girl. We're talking about a five-year-old Kellett. Yeah. Settle down, knuckleheads. Got a five-year-old girl in California that had a safety pin stuck up her nose for, get this, 6 months, parents. Didn't know the thing was there. Went to three doctors and a dentist because her nose wouldn't stop running. And finally, you know what? She blew her nose and it came out. Here's mom.
Her nose started just out of this one side, green, 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 constantly. And it stunk. We went home, did 10 days of medication, didn't work. We took her even to the dentist because we thought it was like her teeth. Nothing. My brother was like, your nose, it's disgusting. Blow your nose, blow your nose. And so she blows it and out comes the safety pin. And it's like this big. It was a huge object. Like, it's not her nose. It was bigger than her nose.
What the hell? You catch that? 10 days? How many? It was three doctors. It was a dentist, 10 days of medication. And what? Your doctors and dentists, they must really be bad in your area. Either that or it's, what was this? The safety pin was up her nose. The safety pin was as big as her kid's nose. So this woman, this parent, this mom, she's got giant. You open up the door and it's the land of giant safety pins. I don't know. Maybe it's just me, but did you look up her nose? Did you maybe do that? Well, it's obviously it's obvious that you have not taken your daughter flying recently. Set that thing off in a second. She hasn't been by a magnet, has she? Unbelievable. Pamela Anderson. Yeah, she's still walking around with her hepatitis C. She was on the Wendy Williams show. She was talking about that. Well, the reason being is because she's, let's see. She's on the cover of the final nude issue of Playboy. Everything's going online now, all right? It's all, duh. Yeah, how's your Sunday paper going for you? Got to cut out a coupon? No, it's a coupon, silly. All right, so here's Pam talking about the Playboy Mansion, and I guess the Wendy Williams was wondering if any of her kids were actually conceived there.
It's a pivotal time in your life because your boys are now not little goobers. They fully recognize who Pam Anderson is. Is it true that one of them was conceived at the Playboy Mansion?
I'm sure.
Ew. Ew. Are you kidding me? I'd rather be sleeping at... I would rather be sleeping at a Motel 6, you know, and stepping over syringes than being at the Playboy Mansion and sleeping in a big pile of dried semen. But one of her kids, I'm sure is very, very, very proud. She's got two kids, and I think the one kid, I think they're both, they both might be teenagers right now. Yeah, you can find out where Pamela Anderson lives by just drive down the street and look for 25 teenage boys in the driveway. Yeah. Pam walking around saying, I wonder why my oldest boy loves Motley Crue so much. Where are we? Okay, the youngest was conceived at the Playboy Mansion. The other was conceived on a boat. All right, we got to close here. And we're gonna close on a this guy sent me an email on a Facebook message rather, and be my Facebook friend at Radio Danny. And he wanted to know if I saw the viral Instagram of Bruce Jenner, or actually Caitlyn Jenner and Arnold Schwarzenegger hanging out. I get, you know, they're still friends. They're just hanging out. And it's really short. Here's the clip.
Here with my old friend Caitlin here.
Yes,
the Olympic champion.
I'm talking
very
over
good friend.
40 years.
Wonderful person, and we're having a great time schmoozing.
All right, hold on a second. I had not heard that. I paid close attention to that clip, and guess what? Arnold's hammered. Arnold is absolutely hammered. He's that guy that you know won't go away. Your friend that's really nice, you know, up until like 8-9 beers, and then. Hey, and then, one more thing. Listen.
Here with my old friend Caitlin here.
Yes,
the Olympic champion.
I'm talking
very
over
good friend.
40 years.
Wonderful person, and we're having a great time schmoozing.
What was the point of this? The email. When I care if one of my friends. Turned into, or became like Caitlyn Jenner. No, I don't leave the house. How about that? First of all, no, we leave the house. It's fine. Pick up half the bill of the wings and the beer, or the wings and champagne, or what are you gonna have? Tofu? You'll have tofu and white wine. That's fine. That's great. All right, cross your legs, please. Thank you. We're done. I am Danny Chekalinski. You have just experienced Dannyland. Comments are good. Radio Danny on Facebook, Twitter. Twitter is simple. It's Danny Chek, D-A-N-N-Y. C like in Charlie, C like in Zebra, E-K. That's the Twitter thing. And there's a little arrow right below what you're listening to. And you could comment right there, okay? Most of all, thanks for listening. Appreciate it very much. Have yourself a great weekend. We'll talk next week.
You have just experienced the truth.
What an incredible night this has been. What an amazing journey we have all been on.
Be Danny's Facebook friend at Radio Danny.
I'm going to go out and do a little cowboy.
He'll be sure to send you pictures of his wang.
Get your hand off my penis!
Do it live! I'll write it and we'll do it live!
A bong. Bong, that's a pipe used to smoke marijuana.
That's like an alarm clock. Woo, woo!
This is Dannyland.